This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Uman Ezra here on the evening edition. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. And also this story, Sean, the Thai government, they've blamed Chinese tour operators for the deaths of more than 40 people in a boat accident off a resort in Phuket last weekend. It says tour operators from China are slowly taking control of the industry in Phuket and nearby islands. What's the story here?
Yeah, very unfortunate incident, actually. And Reuters reported that it's the worst tourist-related disaster in Thailand in many, many years. And it underscores the long-standing concerns about safety. Mm-hmm. And so far, 11 people are still missing. And the death toll is expected to surpass 50. There were 101 people on board. And they actually went on the small island for snorkeling activity. And now the Thailand government is blaming Chinese tour operators for not respecting Thai safety laws, especially during the rainy season, which apparently brings fierce winds and high seas in southern Thailand, especially off its west coast, actually. And questions have been raised now about why the boat was allowed to travel to sea despite warnings of bad weather. And Thailand's deputy prime minister said Chinese businessmen have been using Thai nominees to bring tourists from China, and these boats, they don't follow the warnings, it seems, and the Thai government now wants to remedy this.
Yeah, I believe lack of enforcement by Thai authorities also contributed to this tragedy. Has China responded to this, considering their citizens were involved in it?
China's Ministry of Tourism issued a circular stressing how important it is to research online about travel companies when booking for holiday trips. It says many of those on board the boat which capsized had booked travel independently via online tour operators. And back in Thailand, the government said it would give 1 million baht in compensation to each family of the victims. I guess it's going to be a real test for Thailand to recover from this, considering the tourism. Tourism accounts for about 12% of GDP for the country, and a tragedy at this scale will do a lot of damage if it's not handled sensitively. But I guess when you look at the figures that shows the Chinese tourists account for nearly one-third of last year's record 35 million arrivals in Thailand, I guess the impact is going to be really big, because the Erawan Shrine bombing in Bangkok, it really impacted Thailand's tourist arrivals from China. And the arrivals declined immediately after the bombing incident. So I expect this to apply also for this incident.
You know, there's so much resilience required, you know, with folks in Thailand right now. Obviously, one of the other big stories involves those kids who are trapped in a cave. And, again, just as you mentioned, Sean, the situation with the weather, it compounds all of the rescue efforts that are being made to either address the issue that you just mentioned, but also the kids who are stuck in that cave as well.
Yeah.
Taking a look at Bursa, Sean, a short selling of Top Glove Corp has been suspended. Updates on that?
Yes, PDT and IDSS trading was suspended for the rest of the day after the counter plunged 30% this morning. And the Starbiz reports this was actually after the news that the glove maker is taking legal action against vendors of Espeon, Sendirian Berhad, for some 716 million ringgit. And Top Glove alleged there was a conspiracy and fraudulent misrepresentation by Espeon's vendors during its accusation from former owner Adventa, actually. And a legal case like this will likely drag, and analysts actually believe it will potentially impact Top Glove's near to mid-term NP margin. Top Glove closed down 24% at 9 ringgit and 13 cent.
All right, Sean Tanis, before we let you go, are you ready for Moscow? I believe a trip is on the cards.
Yes.
Is there something happening there, right?
Yeah.
Football thing.
Yes.
Well, for listeners who might not know, Sean Tanis is on the way to Russia for the finals.
On the way right now.
In 2 days. Well, his brain is already there, on the way in 2 days.
I'm still packing. I don't know what to bring, but...
You've never been to a World Cup before, right?
Never. This is like a pilgrimage for me, football pilgrimage.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about that very, very soon,
yes.
Sean. Thank you very much
for that.
Folks, stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.